Last year, I took my family. We thought it was a good idea. We were going to go whale watching because I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Iowa, where whale watching is not, it was not on the menu. You could go cow watching, which does not sound that good. But let me tell you something. When you go cow watching, you see some damn cows. And so that's what I thought whale watching was going to be like. I thought, well, someone knows where the whales are, and we're going to go there, and we're going to watch them, right? That's what they call it. And they're so big, right? How can you miss them? Whales are so big. Well, whales are big, but you know what else is big? Pacific Ocean. It was $50 each to go on a 3.5-hour whale watching excursion. We're going to be sick of looking at whales after 3.5 hours. And they don't tell you that three people are going to throw up the whole time. Seasick, right? And it turned out my daughter was the first person to throw up. Right, she's 8, and we were 20 minutes in to the 3.5-hour trip. I know, I felt terrible as a parent. I didn't see it coming, and of course, her attitude about whale watching, 180. As soon as she threw up, she was like, "Daddy, I do not want to go whale watching anymore. I want to go back to the dock, make them turn the boat around." And then I had to explain to her, "Well, I'm sorry, honey, but everyone else pay to go whale watching." So now I'm explaining capitalism to an 8-year-old.